The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren. Today's episode is called Knowing the Truth. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, Lord, we come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I want to thank you for your precious word. Lord, thank you for giving us revelation and insight into your word. Thank you for revealing more and more of the truth to us. Lord, thank you for giving me this message. And Lord, speak through me so that, Lord, I can be a blessing to your children. Glory to God. Father, we love you and thank you that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for your precious word. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to start off by reading a very familiar scripture to many of you. This is in John chapter 8, and I'll be reading from verse 31 onwards. And it says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That was verse 32. I'm going to read this again. There's so much revelation in these two verses of scripture. "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If he continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Verse 32, and he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So just because a person reads a scripture, they can even read it a couple of times. They can even quote it. They can even quote it from different translations. It doesn't necessarily mean that you know the truth. Knowing the truth comes from time of study. Knowing the truth comes from dedicated time. Knowing the truth comes from seeking after the truth. Not just reading the same scripture a few times. Knowing comes from seeking. And that's what this message is about. This message is about knowing the truth. So we know that Jesus died for us. We know that in the Old Covenant, God was preparing everyone. And he was speaking about his son, speaking about the one that was to come. And he was preparing the hearts of many. And a lot of prophets prophesied this. And God eventually sent his precious son when the time was just right. And we know that Jesus is the word. We know that Jesus is the truth. Now, there's a lot of different facets of Jesus. There's Jesus, our wisdom. There's Jesus, our righteousness. There's Jesus, our healer, etc., etc., etc. But if you want to experience any facet of him, you need to know him in that area. I'm going to say that again. You need to know him in that area. Hearing of someone and actually knowing them personally, it's two different things. Now, I'm going to give you a quick example just to help you understand what I'm saying. I want to tell you a little about my father. My father has always been very knowledgeable. He grew up reading and reading and reading, and he experienced a lot. And he was in the army. And my grandfather, he was a rough carpenter. And he could rebuild cars, and he could build houses. So my father grew up in that atmosphere of always learning. So when my dad had us kids, if there was anything we needed to know, we ran to him. Now, there was a part of my father that would do woodwork, and still to this day, my father enjoys that. Then there's a part of my father that is very good with cooking. So there's different facets of my father. And we actually get this from our Heavenly Father. You know, there's different facets of him. There's different facets of Jesus. And, you know, I was just thinking that when I was young, my father would make us kids a lot of toys made out of wood. You know, it's that old school quality stuff. And for us back then, he was a toy maker. Of course, he made us toys. But he was also our provider. He was also our protector. He was also our wisdom. If we needed advice, we would go straight to him. And you see how the natural realm actually mirrors the supernatural? When it comes to our Heavenly Father, he's got different facets. And if you need healing today, you need to know him as the healer. But that's the key word. You got to know him. You have to know him as the healer. Something that I've experienced for myself. And I wish that more people were preaching on this, especially in South Africa, that faith is a journey. When I was standing for my healing, it took me a while. But do you know that this wasn't an isolated event? Do you know that I wasn't the only one that waited a while to get my healing? Back then, I would study out many people's testimonies on how they got healed. And I would make a list of everything that they did. And I would cross-reference it with other people that believe God for the healing. And all these things that they were sharing about their journey was actually scriptural. And something that always stuck out to me, each person had to go through a journey. And it took them a while to know Jesus as healer. Now, you might be healthy today, but you might need finances. Or if you got finances and you are healthy, maybe you need wisdom concerning some situation in your life. Maybe your business is going under and you don't know what is going on. Life has a lot of different areas. You could be going through something that I didn't mention. But the key is to know Jesus in that area. You know, when a couple comes together and they get married, they learn a lot about each other. And they learn each other's strengths. And where one is weak, they will lean on the other in that area. Now, we got to learn to lean on Jesus in whatever area we are weak so his strength can flow into our lives. We need to know him as healer. We need to know him as wisdom. We need to know him as righteousness. We need to know him in all these different areas. So there's a lot of revelation in this verse of scripture, and I'm going to read it again. It is so awesome. Listen to this. Then said Jesus to those Jews that believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So Jesus gives us instruction on how to be free. He gives us instruction on how to know him in any given area. He says, if you continue in my word, this is what's going to happen. Number one, you'll be my disciples indeed. Number two, you shall know the truth. Number three, and the truth shall make you free. You know, when it comes to healing, healing isn't a quick thing like, oh, I'm going to lay my hands on you, bam. Now, yes, there are times where that does happen, but don't get lazy about the situation. There are a lot of people that had hands laid on them and they received their healing, but they prepared their spirits first. They prepared their spirits, and it's not a weekend thing. Yes, the prayer of the faith can save the sick, but you got to go in there with some faith in your heart. Praise God. You got to know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But I'm going back to the word now. You got to continue in the word first. You got to continue in the word. I was speaking to someone and they were believing God for something. And I asked them, I said, you got scripture for this? No. You got teachings on this? No. I'm standing on these other scriptures. So I said, listen, whatever you believe in God for, you need to get into word concerning that thing. You know, if you're believing for healing, don't get into prosperity scriptures. Don't get into prosperity teachings. When you're filling up on divine protection, get into divine protection. Get into Psalm 91. There's a lot of awesome divine protection teachings out there by trusted ministers. You got to get into that word that covers your area. And you need to continue in that word. And when you continue in that word, you're going to know the truth. And the truth is going to make you free. But you're never going to be free. You're never going to be healed. You're never going to get wisdom if you're not starting with the word first. It starts with the word. It continues with the word. It ends with the word. Now, I believe that there's scripture that covers every area of your life. When I first got saved, and my brother would tell me that, I didn't believe it in the beginning. But as time went by, and I'm like, oh Lord, I need this, or I need that, or this is an issue, I would find scripture for it. And I found it so interesting. God's got scripture that covers every area of your life. And the Lord has blessed us with anointed ministers. You just need to go online and You can search for their teachings, and it's all right there. Some ministry websites, you can actually download their content. If you've got Android, you can get YouTube Music. There's iTunes, there's Spotify, there's RSS, etc. There's no excuse. You have the Word of God. You've got all these teachings at your fingertips. And Jesus is showing us right here in the scripture what we can do to get free. He said, continue in my word. Then you'll be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You can never be free in any given area if you don't know the truth. The truth sets you free. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to paint a picture for you. Imagine there's someone that's in jail, and he's behind bars, and he's got his jumpsuit on, and he can't get out. But the truth comes in that he's a free man. But the truth doesn't reach him yet. The warden knows, and all the guards know, but he doesn't know. Because he doesn't know the truth, he cannot walk in that freedom. But once he knows he is a free man, once he knows the truth, he can walk in that freedom. And he can say, open up, I'm leaving this place right now. So it's very important to always go back to the word and stay with the word and keep feeding on teachings over and over again. There's a certain teaching that I'm listening to currently, and I listen to it every day, and I've heard it so many times already. But I keep listening, and I keep listening, and I keep listening, coupled with the right scriptures that fits the situation. And I'm hearing things in this teaching that I haven't heard before. This time, I'm hearing with my spirit man, and now I'm busy connecting the dots spiritually. And now that truth is beginning to light up in my heart. If you want to be free, you have to know the truth. And if you want to know the truth, you got to continue in the Word of God. Very simple. Very simple. Too many times people want quick miracles, but they don't continue in the word. They're not feeding themselves. They're not filling themselves up. They're not devouring the word. You can put teachings on wherever you drive. In the morning, while you're eating breakfast, you can listen to a teaching or listen to your scriptures. You know, smartphones these days, you can record your voice and just put it on repeat and just hear the scriptures. Hear the scriptures while you're shaving. Just keep feeding on that word. And when you got the scriptures before you, look at different translations. If there's scriptures in the Old Testament, see what the Hebrew to English says. If it's in the New Testament, look at the Greek to English. Like put your, if I can say, your spiritual back into it, where you're studying things out, and make notes. Get yourself a little notepad, a little A5 book or whatever, and start taking down notes. And the more you're feeding on this, that truth, you're going to start seeing it. You're going to start growing in insight. You're going to start growing in knowledge. You're going to start growing in revelation. And if you keep feeding on the word, you're going to start speaking about the word. And you're going to speak about it. And you're going to speak about it. And the more you're meditating on it, you're getting to know the truth. You're getting to know the truth. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. This is what happened to me concerning wisdom. The wisdom revelation was the very first revelation I have ever received in my Christian life. I remember after I got born again, I just found it so interesting that, you know, we can go to the Lord with any question and he's got the perfect answer for us, the right answer. I found that so intriguing. I'm like, how cool is this? Our Heavenly Father, he is truth. He cannot lie. So when you go to him with a serious situation, he's going to tell you the truth about it. Man, it's beautiful. So anyway, I got born again and I started hearing about wisdom. And I remember my brother and I, we would listen to this wisdom series by Kenneth Copeland. And we would go over it and over it. But back then, it was a little too deep for me. So I bought a series by Creflo Dollar on wisdom. And Kenneth Copeland would teach, but Creflo Dollar would preach. So Creflo Dollar back then, it was easier for me to digest, you know, because back then I couldn't even understand King James. You know, I started off reading the New International Version. Very simplified, you know. And that's how the Lord brought me up. And I know a lot of people, they are against the NIV. But let's not make things difficult here. Let's not be legalistic. You know, I needed an easy to read Bible. So the Lord, he led me. And I would listen to Creflo Dollar's teachings on wisdom and just keep feeding on it. And I would go over that scriptures, that wisdom scriptures, and I would talk about it. I would think about it. I would make notes about it. And everyone would go to sleep and I would sit up preaching to myself. That's what I would do. And over time, I started seeing more into it. And the more I saw into it, the more I started getting excited about it. And then I remember one day that revelation hit and I shouted. I couldn't contain it. It just flowed out of my mouth. And I said, I've got wisdom. And Trevor heard me and He pointed his finger at me and he said, "You got the revelation." I didn't know what a revelation was, but I got it. I saw it like, wow, I'm sitting with wisdom. This is so exciting. Praise God. So I knew the truth. And because I knew the truth, it set me free. Because when it came to my healing, I used wisdom. I used wisdom a few times. And each stage, the Lord would lead me. He would give me more. He would show me more. And because of that, I was able to go in the right direction and receive my healing. So knowing the truth comes from spending time in the truth. It comes from a lot of time studying out the word. You know, whether it's reading scriptures, looking at translations, listening to teachings, praying over your study time, making notes, just sharing with your partner. You know, that's how revelation grows up on the inside of you. And the more you're growing in this, the more light you're seeing into it, until it comes to the point where you know the truth and the truth sets you free. It is beautiful. Man, it is beautiful. So whatever situation you are currently in, or you might not even be in a situation right now, your life could be generally going well, you know, and we thank God for that. But in the future, or wherever you are right now, know this, that if you want to experience freedom in any area, you got to know the truth before the truth can set you free. And if you want to know the truth, you got to spend time in the truth. And that's the end of today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. And just by listening to it, you are seeing more into the process of faith. Praise God. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.